the guys, and they say, well, can we come as hard as we can? I'd say, yeah, you go as hard as you can, but keep in mind, the harder you come, the harder he's coming back.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind, guys.
He's coming
hard. The
harder
you come, the harder he's coming back.
It's words to live by. I have it tattooed on my scrotum.
I've seen it.
Stretch it out. At first, it doesn't look like it's the full thing, but then when you stretch it out, you can see it's the entire statement.
It's like when you roll off a piece of paper, you can see a little bit of it. And you unfold it. You unfurl it.
I got to admit, so I think I'm still high from Thursday.
Really?
I took some edible chocolate-covered blueberries.
Okay.
I went to go see Band of Horses. And
did you know they were...
Yeah. So I ate...
They make edible... One. They make marijuana blueberries now?
Chocolate-covered blueberries. They taste like you're eating weed, though. They don't... They barely taste like...
Is weed bad tasting? Never eaten it.
I mean, you know, you get the smell of it is basically how it tastes. It
doesn't seem like it would taste very good.
And so I ate one, and then some
Just
time
one?
Went by.
Is that all you're supposed to eat?
Well, I don't know. Then I ate another. And then some time went by, and it still wasn't that high. So I ate another. And then some time went by. So I ate another.
Then you ate 50.
Dude. And then I went.
And now you're high.
And then,
4 days later.
Yeah. After the concert, I went out to eat. And that's when it, like, once the food started digesting, that's when my system started processing. Dude, I got so. I go, dude, I am so fucking high right now. And I look to my future brother-in-law was there. And he's like, holy shit, you just said that? I'm super fucking high. Then he went and threw up.
Jeez.
Because we were pounding him. And we were just like, this is great.
The bloobies.
Yeah. So then I wake up for a dentist appointment at 7 a.m. Dude, I'm so fucking high that I'm like, I don't think I can make it down there. I was so high, I had to focus on the road. I couldn't drive, man. I get to the laying in the dentist's office,
dude,
high out of my mind.
If Steve O'Neill taught you anything, be careful with the edibles.
They should be illegal.
They hit your family too hard, man.
Dude, the problem is you allow like 30, 40 minutes. You think, oh, you know, this is as high as I'm going to get. This is like a 3-hour delay on these things.
I don't think I'd fuck with edibles.
Don't. I think they should be illegal.
They're dangerous.
I'm fine with smoking
guys
weed.
Like me and you, we're amateurs. Yeah. We can't handle it.
And also, we're used to the old ways of like instant gratification, but we're not millennials where they... No, millennials, I guess, want the instant gratification more than anybody.
I got a public service announcement. I don't know if you're on board with this or not. Speaking of millennials.
What happened?
If you're going to walk around in public and you're going to play shit on your phone, how about getting some headphones? Because quite frankly,
I
don't
want
to be in the grocery store listening to your fucking music, your videos. Get headphones. If you're that into your phone, just fucking, I don't need to hear whatever you want broadcast. And if you're going to do that, do it like a fucking B-boy in the 80s and carry a boombox with some style.
Yeah,
I've had enough of it. Enough of the phones, man.
Either don't let anyone hear it or let everyone hear it with a boombox.
Yeah, enough of this halfway bullshit. By the way, I overheard this conversation. I was in a restaurant, and I heard this. It was like I could gather, you know, when you sit real close to somebody?
Yeah.
And I could gather. The woman was from San Francisco visiting. I couldn't tell what her relation to this guy she was with. I don't know if it was her boyfriend or just a friend or a brother or whatever. It doesn't really matter. But anyway, he starts looking at his phone, what the blueberries reminded me of it, and he's like, Did you eat chocolate earlier? And she was like, yeah. And he's like, those were shrooms. And she's like, what?
Chocolate.
And he's like, it was mushrooms. And she's like, no, it wasn't. And he's like, that's what someone, like, I guess his roommate was like, hey, man, like,
what a
might be
prank.
A problem.
Jesus.
And she goes, I looked at the ingredients. I wouldn't just eat some random thing. And she was like, it was like, she, I don't know, she recited the ingredients. It did not say mushrooms. He's like, the guy, he's saying somebody brought it up from San Diego. And she's like, there was like a thing in tinfoil next to it. I'm not going to eat that. I don't know what that is. She's like, and I ate the one that was like, and he's like, it was mushrooms. And then she's just like, oh my God.
And she's freaking out.
What do I do? What do I do? And then like mentally preparing for a wild ride.
I don't think there'd be anything worse than taking mushrooms like on a day when you didn't want to take mushrooms and had stuff to do or weren't planning on it. You got to plan that out.
When it's like a state of, you know, like you have to be in a state of mind where you're ready to head down that path.
You can't have somebody spring it on you. And
she seemed
like,
disturbed.
Fuck. How long ago did she eat it?
I don't know how it ended.
Earlier that or for like a half hour earlier? Because you're going to know pretty quick.
I don't know.
It's going to kick in like 45 minutes.
I wonder what happened. Good luck to her.
Dude, all I'll say is this is being high out of your mind and the dentist at fucking 8 a.m. Not a cool thing to have happen.
You could see it really intensifying those scraping sounds.
And I was paranoid that they're going to be like, why are you high out of your mind at 8 a.m.?
You're like
on a Friday at the dentist.
But it's legal.
I know, but I was still like, in your head, you're like paranoid. Like,
they're like,
oh,
Sarah,
fuck.
You have blueberry weed.
Dude, I could barely open my eyes.
You have blueberry weed in your teeth. Were you dying laughing at the hygienist?
No, because I don't like talking to them at all. So now they're talking to me, and I'm trying to string together some phrases and words that I really don't feel like. Hey, I'm tired, and I'm high out of my mind. I don't really feel like doing it.
Is everyone still high?
Yeah. So then I was talking to people, and like, some people were even like, I still feel high. This was at night. This is like a full 24 hours later. Some people were like, I still feel high. People were like, I feel like I'm hungover. Granted, we did drink a lot. But
you,
then,
I don't know. Concert week for you. You went to U2 last Sunday.
Maybe
a week ago today.
Maybe the last U2 concert I go
in
to.
In the name of love.
That's a great rendition of that
Thank
song.
Thank you. Bushman's my vocal coach.
It's doucher heaven there, man. It's like, I can't take it.
Was Fieri there?
It's like, you know, people that should be my peers, but they're like... There were a lot of. It's funny that you say that because I turned to Abby and I was like, now I get why Guy Fieri exists, because there is nothing but dudes that are like, does that have vodka? And some guy selling lemonade. He's like, does that have vodka? And I don't know how many times he said it to different people.
Classic.
And his buddies just kept dying every time.
That's Bob.
I got vodka in it?
Bob's out having a good time.
And then I heard one guy, when he came to, he walked into the tunnel onto the floor, like where we were, and he's like, show me where the booze and the food is. And I was like, dude, that is such a Fieri fucking line. I realized that was like,
wagon.
Great concert, but the clientele, can't handle it, man.
Now, I've been hearing a lot about a place called Super Duper Weenie.
I just can't take it. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of people dressed like him.
How was Band of Horses? Like Fieri or like Bono?
Like Fieri.
Oh. How was Band of Horses?
Great. I saw the Lumineers open up for U2, and then Band of Horses and Frightened Rabbit. Yeah.
You're a real concert goer.
All a real solid show, except for the Highness later.
Yeah, your Highness.
Yeah.
Your anus.
I'm done. Edibles, right now,
the O'Neal.
I'm signing a petition to have them banned. I'm fine with smoking weed. I got high before I went into U2. I
think I
smoked
some
weed.
You should have to prove your status as a non-amateur weed partaker to take edibles. Like, it shouldn't be for everyone.
Yeah, I agree. You should get a card. Yeah,
or like
you should get certified in edible taking.
Like, me and you aren't suited. We're not certified. Your father wasn't certified, so I had a bad experience.
Because we're used to having it hit us quickly.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to, I guess if that's the way it goes, you have to take it like 3 hours before the concert. But then if you get so high that you can't go, I don't know.
I think the key is not to take so many. You take one, you just let it ride
just
out.
Wait. And if it doesn't hit you, it doesn't hit you.
Dude, we gave some to the guy behind us. That guy disappeared halfway through the concert. Never to be seen again.
He might be dead.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Never saw him again.
Who just takes, like, you could have given that guy any, you know what I mean? Like, you could have given him.
I mean, they were, like, legit.
No, I know.
They were, like, they came in a, I don't know.
Unwrapped candy.
It's a bold move. I stick behind it with the Halloween candy having the razor blades in it. The people aren't really drugging people.
Oh, it's true.
We smoked the weed at the U2. I was totally fine with that. I got high in one of those handicapped porta potties, and dude,
Jesus.
When I walked out, smoke was just pouring out the fucking side.
What are you, Snoop Dogg?
And Abby was freaking out. She's like, "We have to get out of here.
Ugh.
I'm scared. We're gonna
smell in there."
Oh, dude, yeah, it smelled like shit and
shit weed
and just fucking smoke. I mean, when you walked in there, it was like you walked into a fucking fog.
Cheech and Chong,
like a fog machine went off in there.
Cheech and Chong shitter. Oh, Jesus. Logan hit us up on Twitter. He said he really loved that Click and Clack talk last week.
Yeah, the Tapper brothers.
But he said, please don't hate me.
Oh, I saw this.
First dance at his wedding. Gary Keeler covering the Beatles. All you need is love.
Wait, he was actually singing it at his wedding?
I think it was recorded.
A recording?
A rendition.
Who the hell has that recording?
I'll tell you who does. I said, you sound like a diehard Gary Keeler fan.
Oh, I saw him at the book signing.
He said his parents took him to Prairie Home Companion every year growing up, which I believe is considered child abuse in a lot of states. To have to listen to Gary Keeler's lame.
Your kids pulled, put into foster system. Yeah.
It's abuse.
Where people will abuse them the proper way, physically.
He said he's even been to the Lake Wobegon store in the Mall of America, which I didn't even know existed. God. We need to go there.
We need to rent an RV. And
take a shit in their shitter.
I'm going to shit in one of the books and then close it.
I know a guy who did that in middle school.
In the library?
Maniac. Yeah, he's a real maniac. He told Gary the wedding story at a book signing.
I'm sure Gary got a real kick out of it.
Gary sang the song for him and his beloved wife under his breath as a tribute.
Under his breath?
He didn't want
some contempt for him?
I don't think he wanted to celebrate it. He didn't want to taunt the rest of the line, so he gave him a nice private show.
All you need is
and he said he also heard Gary do a talk in the Lego section of the same bookstore.
Why the Lego section?
I think that's just where the Gary Keelers of the world are forced to go.
So is that like a special? Well, when you're done, if the VIP members can meet me over in the Lego section.
Oh, these Legos are... they're very beautiful. And Reverend Ham shoved one up his asshole. I just built a glory hole out of one of these Lego sets. And if anybody wants to suck my dick after the show. Well, Logan, thank you for playing my shitty songs at your wedding and dancing with your beautiful wife. And Logan, I just want to say that your family is a great family. I'm glad that you went to the Lake Wobegon store in the Mall of America. And meet me at the Lego section if you want to see my cock.
He showed a picture of Gary Keeler touching what I believe to be Logan and his wife's child.
You better wash that child.
That's what I said. You better wash that child off.
Yeah.
This is a cycle of abuse. Logan was abused, being exposed to Gary Keeler. What's he do? He brings his infant right around.
It's a cycle that never stops.
Yeah.
This is how Prairie Home Companion became so big.
Logan,
the abuse,
stop this now.
This stops with you,
stop
Logan.
Stop the insanity, Logan. Your parents made a mistake.
Hey, was Garrison Keillor the guy in, Cannonball 1 or 2, the doctor?
He looks like that.
With that long finger? Was that Garrison Keillor?
I could only hope.
The guy in the ambulance. I mean, the fucking 2-foot long finger.
Garrison Keillor has some of the bushiest eyebrows I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, it's amazing that he made a living off of something that's a visual, like his live performances.
I have a face for radio and a dick for porno.
Jesus.
he's got a dirty Gary Keeler.
He's got a dick for radio and a face for nothing.
Gary. Logan, come on, man. You're better than this.
I appreciate that, Logan, though.
I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah,
he confessed.
Yeah.
Came clean.
So you know what, Logan? You're all right in my book.
He is and he isn't.
How dare you?
He's no Bill Boner.
Well, nobody. Yeah, but Bill Boner's a goddamn mayor in Nashville.
He used to hang out with Bill Dillman. He likes his moves dangerous. I always forget the rest.
Make him look good. You make him look deadly. You make him look dangerous. And they love it. All right.
Let's move on to some Animal Kingdom stories, shall we?
Okay, we shall.
Filthy animal.
Let's wrap this up.
It makes you want to go camping, does it not? This is from Phil.
We had to talk about the copyrighted material. You just don't listen.
This is from Phil. There's only one thing copywritten in there, allegedly.
Every one of those was copywritten.
Not the horse. Horses are everyone's property. This is from Phil via some other guy via Wikipedia. This guy tweeted it and Phil sent it to us. And this is very interesting fun facts. So apparently, sexual attraction to humans can develop in non-human mammals and birds. As a result...
So wait, sexual attraction to humans can occur...
from the animals. The animals can be attracted to humans.
So birds want to fuck you.
Birds and non-human mammals. So monkeys and pretty much everything.
Yeah, everything.
As a result of sexual imprinting... when they're reared from a young age by humans.
Oh. Ooh.
So they imprint, man, and they see you, and they want to fuck. So you got to be careful.
That's weird. So basically, a lot of animals that you're raising are just there to fuck.
You.
They think they got a shot.
You.
They're sticking around.
Whether you're a man, a woman, a child.
Well, this is explain like why a lot of people fuck their dogs. Their dogs maybe really do want to fuck.
Yeah, but I don't think it's still not good.
I guess.
One example is the London Zoo giant panda Chi-Chi, which seems like a weird name. I think they were going for an Asian, it's C-H-I, but it sounds like it's like a Mexican tribute.
The chimichanga.
Chi-Chi. When taken to the Moscow Zoo for mating, they're always trying to get these pandas to fuck.
What, they ended up fucking all the zookeepers?
With they wanted Chi-Chi. They took it all the way to Moscow from London to fuck the male giant panda Anan. What's with these two names? She refused his attempts to mate with her, but made a full sexual self-presentation to a zookeeper, which I believe is fingered her panda pussy.
I guess. What?
In front of a zookeeper.
Hey, what happened to panda? Wait, which panda didn't want to fuck? The male or the female?
Female was not into it.
Well, I mean, but isn't it in the animal kingdom traditionally that they just take what they just rape?
I don't know.
A lot of times they do.
But then she wanted this zookeeper. I don't know if they were a couple or how it ended.
I'd be so weirded out maybe for the rest of my life if this panda didn't want to have sex with another panda but then saw me and like cornered me and started fingering
it. But he didn't even raise it unless he was like from London and traveled with it.
Maybe it was just like the way he looked.
Like the cut of his jib.
Yeah.
Commonly occurs in falconry birds. Reared from hatchling by humans. Steve O'Neill didn't know this, but he should have known.
He did
this.
Wake up once, and the thing that was
right,
it was
face.
Humping his ass. He's pecking at his dick.
If you saw a bird trying to fuck your father.
I'd be like, what?
Such birds are called imprints in falconry. When an imprint must be bred from, you know, they want it to reproduce.
Yeah.
The breeder lets the male bird copulate with his head while he wears a special hat with pockets.
It face fucks him?
Yeah.
The male falcon
fucks
the guy's face.
He wears
a
hat.
And then he wears a hat. You know what? I don't care what this hat is. Are you kidding me? Dude, I'll tell you what. The bloodline of any falcon I had would end there. This guy's not going to let anything fuck my face.
Come on,
on my face.
How badly do you want a falcon family?
I don't want one that bad. Not one where I have to wear. Hey,
you're the son of a falconer. You need to carry this
maybe
on.
Maybe the most embarrassing thing you could ever buy would be the mask that a falcon fucks your face with.
I'm terrified of birds. I picture a lot of flapping. I would be very scared.
Do you remember when you're like younger, you're buying condoms? You're like, everyone knows I'm fucking, but that's a cool thing to do. I'll tell you what's not cool is having a falcon have sex with your face. So when you order that mask, everyone knows that you're going to let a falcon fuck your
face. But something tells me you're buying it from other guys who've had their face fucked. You're entering a club.
Does that make it any better?
No, not at all.
Jesus.
Dude, I'm not an animal guy in general. For me, this is terrifying.
What if that was your job? We give you $250,000 a year.
We need to get Bushman into this line of work.
Oh, Bushman's like, I don't even need the mask. I let him come in my mouth. I'll spit it into the jar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course I had a falcon fuck my face.
He's a real cock. He's a falcon cock watcher.
Dude, that is one of the craziest things I've ever heard in the animal kingdom. You have to let a falcon fuck your head with a special hat?
I'm telling you, man, that'd be the worst.
That is basically the equivalent of what it sounds like, pocket pussy. It's a special hat with pockets to catch the female bird or the male bird semen. So it's basically like a little fucking holes. You have to dig out this thing's jizz?
And you Jesus. I'm assuming it's by you can watch it.
What do you do?
Assuming it's happening right by your eyes.
Do you know that it's like it's feeling horny and you walk out there with the hat on?
I think you're supposed to dirty talk it. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, look at you, you fucking.
Yeah, get it harder. Fuck my face.
Disgusting falcon. Look at you. You want to fuck my head, don't you?
Oh, you want to fuck me with that thing?
You want to fuck my head?
What do they use? I don't know.
What do you mean? Their dick?
I don't think that. What are they? They don't have dicks. Probably they hump shit.
Do they have dicks?
Coil?
Cloaca? I thought that only the females had that.
Oh, I don't know. Do they have dicks? I don't know.
So then, the falconer. This is a hard job. A lot of work. He has to court a suitable imprint female bird. He has to, including offering food, which is part of the species. Oh, normal.
So he has to find a female that's into him too. This is like a three-way. The worst three-way of all time.
He's the middleman.
Yeah.
He gets his head fucked.
He's brokering the deal, and he's getting fucked in the face.
These falcons are fucking with his head.
So one guy uses, the male falcon uses his cock to fuck his face, and yeah, the female just fucking glazes his face with her.
No, the female falcon pussy. he has to court the female like he's a male. He has to seduce it.
Yeah,
no,
and then he has to arouse it?
No, then, in quotes, copulation, he puts the flat of his hand on her back to represent the weight of a male bird. Then...
How bad do you want to be a falconer? Like, this is an obsolete trade.
That's what you have to ask yourself.
No, I don't want to be a falconer.
It's in your blood. Don't fight it.
This is crazy. This is why it died. This is why it was supposed to die out.
These guys in Saudi Arabia may be doing this in their Bentleys.
Oh, these guys are doing. These guys love it over there. They're probably like walking around face fuck. They probably go to face falcon face fuck parties. They probably throw them in their huge palaces. Probably guys walking around with falcons mounting their face everywhere.
One of the craziest things. I didn't know that. I don't know if you sell the bird. Like, what do? You just raise it yourself, and then they fuck you again. You know, it's a cycle.
I have a vague recollection of my dad talking about some sort of mask or something.
I'm only raising this one.
I tuned out a lot of times because it got too deep.
So you put your flat, the hand on it to represent the male bird fucking it from behind. Then, with your other hand, you use a pipette or a hypodermic syringe without the needle to squirt that jizz into that cloaca.
Oh my God.
It's just too much.
I couldn't do it. Oh my God.
It's a lot of work. There's a chance
it might not work even.
Yeah, may not get it pregnant. Maybe it may have a sponge inside the pussy. What do you do?
Like, hey, honey, after dinner, I got to let the falcon fuck my face. And then I'm going to squirt it into the syringe after I get the female horny.
I have to offer it food. I mean, she's not that into me right now.
And then I got
to
put the right amount of pressure on her back to get her to accept the... I like the way she accepts the semen from the face fucking.
That's the Bushman. What a crazy, crazy story.
Man,
from Phil.
Alive.
Very informative.
I don't know. What does it serve? What purpose does falconry serve in today's age?
If only Steve O'Neill were still around.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
I'd appreciate...
A lot of questions. Oh, he would have a full... He'd give you a full break. He's probably watched it.
I would appreciate discussing this with him.
Yeah?
I mean, just insane.
Well, for all those people out there... who wanted to know in depth more bestiality stuff? We're still keeping the number one bestiality podcast alive.
Dude, you'd go with what you know.
Yeah.
This is Andre was on top of this. He was the first guy to send it in. I got it sent from a lot of people. I was scared Barb was not on top of this story because I was getting it from every. Finally, she sent it in late. And I was like, Barb, I almost fired you over this.
Yeah, that's definitely going to affect her Christmas bonus.
This is from the Sun Sentinel.
Oh, a quality publication.
Beautiful.
There. Yes.
Amazingly, the man we spoke of.
Oh.
A few episodes ago, who wanted to show his penis to a jury because he claims a woman who was found dead, his lover, choked to death on his dick. He was acquitted. He was let off the hook.
That's crazy. What was the full thing? I saw the headline and then I read a little bit. Even though they didn't, the problem was they don't know what she died of.
They pivoted. So Richard Henry Patterson, a.k.a. Dick, the Margate man, Florida, who initially claimed his girlfriend choked to death during oral sex, was found not guilty Monday of second-degree murder.
He might be charged guilty, though, with a slightly lesser?
I don't know. Jury only took 5 hours. They were in and out.
It only took 5 inches. They didn't even need the other 6 inches.
He faced a maximum of life in prison. Of the murder of Francisca Martinez. He was 65. She was 60. She was found, her decomposing body, which is shady.
That's why I don't understand how he got off.
Was found in his condo unit October 28th, 2015.
We got that.
Yeah. His defense lawyer, Ken Padowitz. So Patterson called his lawyer, Ken Padowitz, before calling the cops, which is shady as fuck.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man, we got a problem.
Call the cops and call your lawyer.
Dude, that's shady.
It's going to take the same amount of time, man.
They say Padowitz and his and Patterson had a big hug after the verdict was read as family members of the victims.
What he should have done, it would have been great, a photo op where they hugged and then he just grabbed his dick and shook it.
The victim's family were not amused. They said this is not justice. One family member yelled out. The lady's son left the courtroom with no comment. I'm sure he's not happy. Probably wants to whip this guy. Whip him and strip him. See that big old dick.
Yeah.
Defense claimed that Martinez choked to death while performing oral sex was the focus of Padowitz's approach. This is only a week-long trial. It seems short for this sort of thing.
I mean, the only really strung out those... Like, OJ was a very rare case of like a strung out.
But later in the week, Padowitz switched up. He didn't think the dick defense was working. So he switched his emphasis to the possibility that Martinez died of a heart attack or a stroke.
How could they not? Her body was so decomposed.
Yeah.
Why did nobody address that as an issue? Well, maybe he didn't know she was dead. He left the condo.
He knew she was. Dude, he called his lawyer first. Come on. He knew something was up. He killed her. You blew it.
Well, allegedly. We can't be caught.
Yeah, allegedly. Well, he was acquitted.
He acquitted. He did not kill her.
Yeah, according to the court of law, he did not kill her. Medical experts were, I think that was the big deal. They weren't certain how she died. And they weren't certain how long she had been dead.
And you can't prove that he knew that she was dead.
Yeah. And it said by the time investigators arrived, her face, neck, and arms had been so badly discolored that if there were bruises, that the autopsy would not have detected it. So he really let it sit.
Jesus.
Oh, Padowitz was like, let it sit on ice. Allegedly. Maybe.
Dude, stick with the facts.
And then I think this also played a huge factor. Her neck bone wasn't broken, and the cartilage around the neck was still intact. So that they couldn't determine a cause of death.
She may have.
They don't know.
She had a heart attack. But he's like, we still want to see your big old dingus, so we're going to go with the dingus defense. They're going to study this in law schools.
The dick defense.
The dingus defense.
In closing arguments, the prosecutor, Peter Sapak, sounds kind of like a game show host, because I think they're the
Sajak?
Closest to Sajak. He concentrated on the evidence that does exist. He said Patterson spoke to his ex-girlfriend and sent messages to his daughter that appeared to indicate a guilty conscience. We went over this. The ex-girlfriend, Holly Graff, testified during the trial that Patterson admitted he choked Martinez.
Though, she liked it.
She couldn't recall exactly how he phrased it. And then we said last time that he told his, in other texts, he said, I did something terrible and I'm really sorry. But he never said I killed her.
This guy. You know, something that's amazing, just some people walk and other people who fucking have
crazy.
No evidence at all end up 20 years in fucking prison.
Most significantly, Sapak said Patterson did not call the cops or paramedics. He called his ex-girlfriend who put him in touch with Padowitz. That's a real ex. That's a real ride or die, as they say in the
hip-hop
world.
Man, you might want to get back together with that lady, because this lady's down for anything.
She's like, hey, you may have killed someone. I know you got a huge dick. I've seen it.
Yeah,
I'm not scared.
I still want to suck on that thing.
I'm not scared of dying.
I'm not going to choke on it. You know that.
After consulting with his lawyer, Padowitz, Patterson's attitude changed from contrition to preservation, Sapak said. He was recorded repeatedly telling Graff not to talk about the case, insisting that he could not go to jail. That's his ex. His ex was recording those combos, though. She was playing both sides.
You never know when you're going to need some extra money, I guess.
Blackmail him to stay with
him. Yeah, to get that D.
Padowitz concentrated on the evidence that could not be presented. So he was just like, hey, there was no bruises. Come on, guys.
Yeah, no, hey, man, when you're in front of that jury, anything could happen.
Padowitz said they still don't know how she died. While the medical evidence does not entirely exclude strangling, Padowitz said the testimony of the prosecution's medical expert agreed with his own. Strangling was not likely. But other possibilities could also not be ruled out, Padowitz said. She could have died of a heart attack, maybe a stroke. Who knows?
Well, so what? So then they shows him the wiener.
The wiener was never shown.
No, the wiener's never shown?
Never shown.
If I were a juror, I'd feel ripped off.
Yeah, never.
They
pivoted away from the wiener.
Then they came back to it. Got it. So he kind of like took this as like the circus approach.
Yeah.
We're going to turn this trial into a fucking cock show and circus.
The defense medical expert, Ronald, said such a death of her choking on his dick was consistent with the physical evidence, but he agreed with the prosecution's expert Who said it was unlikely because of what it would have involved.
Okay. So, well, that's good news for him, man. He got acquitted, I guess.
He said the victim would need to have her air supply cut off for at least 30 seconds before she passed out, and then at least another 2 to 3 minutes before, yeah, before she died. So he'd have to really cram that D in there.
Yeah. It's like holding in a rear naked choke for like 4 minutes.
Yeah, he'd have to be a real, it'd have to be real S&M style material.
She would also, her body, she wouldn't be able to hold herself up, so she'd literally just be hanging, the roof of her mouth caught on the tip of his wiener.
Yeah.
And so, unless his dick can hold up over 100 pounds, which maybe it can, I don't know, but it seems like it's not possible.
So, Padowitz admitted on Monday of the trial that that was not a reasonable theory for the jury to believe that she choked on that D. He completely did a 180.
Oh.
And he said, that's not the way she died, but that's the way Richard Patterson thought she died. So, he wanted to put it in there.
Real.
And then really go, really turn their heads
upside down. This
guy's
a real
down.
Matlock over here.
Yeah.
He's a madcock.
The defense said Patterson thought that was, and why it's why he didn't call 911. He did not testify.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's good for him.
It's crazy. This guy's out there. So if you're going to suck this guy's dick, I mean, do it on your own.
We should hit him up and see if we can see the pictures of it.
They said Patterson failed to call for help. He was embarrassed and humiliated because she died from oral sex.
Get out of here.
Padowitz said he believes that's how she died. He's wrong! Exclamation point.
Jesus. This guy's always in Florida.
And then another brief follow-up of a law. Barb was on this. Barb was the only person on this. Our favorite doctor, Dr. Love, the guy who pretends, the 19-year-old, that pretends to be a gynecologist. He's going to prison for a year.
That's it?
That's
a
it.
A year?
But remember, I think this is the case of him conning that old woman. Remember, he was like,
yeah,
taking money. Yeah. Boy,
so is this just the first?
He's only going away for a year, man.
Man, this guy's going to be out there.
He might be a proctologist in prison.
He's probably going to study and get his fucking PhD in some specialty field.
We could only
field.
Hope.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I would love to go to him.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't?
Hey, if you ever, when you get out, hopefully you set up shop again.
Maybe he'll get into falconry and let some birds fuck his head.
Oh, God. It's just a vile.
Seems dangerous. What if it starts clawing you?
I mean,
you,
that's what the mask, I'm sure,
no,
is
what
built
if it starts
for.
Clawing your chest with those talons?
Well, then it's not fucking you anymore.
These birds have really big talons.
They're not fucking you anymore. If it's just sitting there, I mean,
I think you
it
should.
Could attack you at any point, though.
I think it's a family legacy.
I mean, clearly
legacy.
It's into you sexually. So.
I think it's a family legacy thing that you need to take care of.
What, falconry?
And let it fuck your head.
Yeah, I don't have the time to invest in falconry.
You don't have the time nor the inclination?
No.
Well.
Also, I would just go out and capture one from the wild instead of breeding them.
I don't know if you capture
private home.
I'm assuming if you capture it from the wild, that it won't imprint on you. Because it sounds like you have to raise it from like,
I get probably, I guess,
for it to
want
to fuck you.
Man. I wouldn't, still wouldn't fuck with that stuff.
You're not into birds at all sexually.
I'm not
trying to say.
No, I'm not really that into it. Not really that into it. I got a couple
of emails.
You know that our traveler Austin.
Yeah, he tweeted today.
Yeah, I worry
said,
for him.
He said things aren't going too good right off the bat.
Well, he dropped me an email and he said,
I'm scared. Scared for his safety.
He said, I've been here 2 days.
If you don't know, he wrote into O'Neill. Was it last show we covered this?
Or two shows probably ago. Probably 2 shows ago.
He basically asked O'Neill, he has poor impulse control, which O'Neill has admitted to in the past, and said, I'm traveling abroad to Amsterdam and then I think Japan. Is that right? Tokyo?
Yeah.
And he was worried that he may end up in foreign prison or do crazy things.
So now I've been here 2 days and I've hooked up with 2 girls, one from Atlanta, Georgia, and one French girl living in Naples.
So far, so good.
He's like, I've eaten both their butts and both of them could bear my children. More to come.
Is that with a U? Is that more to come? Jesus.
I also
is he using dental dam on that ass eating? These are strangers.
Yeah, these are strangers. Who knows what they've been doing all day long? Ugh. You gotta wash that ass before you go there.
Is it hairy ass?
I'm sure the French girl at least.
Ugh.
Probably a BO butt.
That's cargo.
If they have
my
BO
cargo.
Pits, they definitely have BO ass.
BO, is that bring your own ass?
Yeah, bring. And then Gary, he say he has a comment about service animals.
Gary Keeler?
No, this is Gary the Rickleman Dinkelman.
Oh, the Rick.
Yeah.
Rickledick. Haven't heard from him in a while.
He said, just a comment on the service animal bullshit. If you're blind, a dog going everywhere with you is totally fine. However, a few
Agreed.
Weeks ago.
I agree, yeah, Gary.
Absolutely. If you need it.
Yeah.
He goes, I went to a grocery store, turned a corner, and right down the way was a woman pushing a baby stroller with a fucking giant warthog sitting in the seat like a goddamn child.
She, that lady, desperately needs attention.
And he says, I'm not just talking, not just the ugliest kid you've ever seen, but an honest-to-goodness warthog. This is also a two-seated stroller, and there was a kid sitting in the back seat.
That kid should be taken away.
He said, now the warthog
that
was like
a... That woman does not deserve a child. That warthog could kill a child.
Yeah, bro.
Could smother it.
Tusks it?
Yeah, it's not good.
He said the warthog was like slobbering, snorting, and spitting all over everything. It was disgusting.
Get out of a fucking... Get out... That place serves food, lady. Get your fucking shitty warthog out of the grocery store.
Well, he
store.
Did the right thing. This is what you should be doing.
He killed
at
it?
The Y. No, he goes, I go to the manager to tell him about it, and she told me she knows they come in often.
So what? She said I don't give a fuck.
She said that it is illegal and could be sued to ask someone to come in with an animal why they have it. Oh, they don't want to get sued because they don't want to ask.
This is bullshit.
So really, anyone could take an animal anywhere and for any reason.
I could take a gorilla.
Not a goddamn thing could be done.
I could take a gorilla in there. This is insane.
You could send a gorilla in there to shop for you.
People are
and then
so
they go, whose gorilla is this? You go, you can't ask that.
Hey.
It's a shopping gorilla.
How dare you? I need this thing to reach high fucking items on the shelf. This is bullshit.
Yeah, you can't. Dude, I told you about the people that brought the goddamn dog into the comedy store. What the fuck are you bringing a dog into a comedy club?
But all these businesses are terrified, man.
And they asked them about it, and they produced the fucking papers.
They're fake papers. This is all fucking hoax, man.
I know. People just fucking want to...
This is crazy.
They want to do what they want to do, man.
We need to take the fucking...
We need to take back the night.
We do need to take back the night.
Take back the night.
I think...
What was that a slogan for? Oh, that was like child prostitution or something?
Probably.
Take back the
but
night.
But I encourage Gary, and even I think I need to step up my game as well. We need to shame these people publicly and tell them, hey, I don't want to see your fucking warthog inside of this place.
What you need is David Taylor to be there.
Hey, here's the deal.
Well, I told you what he
who's
did.
Who's the warthog? You or the one in the carrot?
It looks like it came out of your disgusting vagina.
Are those twins?
Which is the service animal? That baby or the warthog?
Oh, hello, beast.
Legit.
I'm talking to you, the owner, not your warthog.
He said that to those ladies. It was crazy. I was like, oh, it's making me very uncomfortable.
I mean, it's
going downhill, man.
I don't like it.
Oh, really? You don't like it? You're just the first.
Should we carry down this animal?
Hey, we got to get off this animal train, people, right
no,
now.
No, we need to discuss.
We're going to lose our highest
yeah, it's true.
Retention rate.
But you need to see
title.
This. You need to see what happens here. This is unbelievable.
Okay.
Video footage from Barb.
Oh, by the way, somebody.
Barb showing. She may have messed up on the big dick choking case, but she didn't mess up. She was still doing a lot of good work.
By the way, time out real quick. Who was it that sent us a picture of a pig having sex with a man?
That was crazy.
Yeah,
that was Fred.
That was real. You can't have that shit.
Yeah, come on, Fred.
That might be illegal.
Fred, you got to clean up your browser.
I saw it. I said, what the fuck is this guy's gone public with this?
Yeah, Fred.
This guy's exposing it to the world.
We at FBI, we had nothing to do with that. We received
we
it.
We sent it to us. And you can check my hard drive.
So there were tourists in British Columbia. I believe they're Asian by the video. Michael Fujiwara.
I don't know. I think they were speaking a foreign language. I think it was Asian.
I believe that's true. Cable guy would attest to that. Michael Fujiwara. He was sitting on the dock, sitting by the dock of the bay at the Stevenson Fisherman's Wharf in Richmond, British Columbia. On a Saturday, which who cares what day it was.
Yeah. Might have some significance to the story.
When California sea lion decided to pop its head out of the water. Hey, everybody. I'm hanging out.
Yeah.
Hanging out by the people, having a good time. Fujiwara, as any person in 2017, grabbed his phone, started shooting that video. What's going to happen here?
And he's Asian. Of course he's shooting
How
video.
How dare you? How dare you?
If Asians get mad about that stereotype, then you can all go fuck yourself.
He says the animal was getting a lot of attention, and a little girl and her family decided to come to the edge of the dock hey, look, there's a sea lion. We saw the movie Andre in the, what was that, 90s, 2000s?
Was that the movie?
Andre. Yeah. Her family started feeding the animal. It's a wild animal.
No. Wild animal. You can't be feed. It says, don't feed them, you motherfuckers.
It says you motherfuckers?
Yeah, it says that because people do it so much that they have to call them motherfuckers to shame them to not fucking do it.
And sea lion started getting confident, getting a little comfy.
Yeah. Well, also, I think that it did the attraction imprinting.
Maybe. In the video, you can hear people laughing and whistling at the sea lion and holding their hands over the water if they're holding a treat. They're trying to be fucking Sea World trainers.
Yeah.
These amateurs. I got news for you. This is amateur hour.
Don't have the 2-week training that SeaWorld gives their employees.
Don't feed it. And what the fuck are you doing? At one point, the sea lion lunges within inches of the little girl's face.
It was close.
Seems like a friendly move.
Oh, and they were all giggling.
And the girl cackles. The girl cackles with delight.
I know, and all the Asians were covering their mouth going, you're going to get in trouble for that.
Me? How dare you? That was you.
You have an Asian wife.
You were doing that. I do have an Asian wife, Connie.
Connie Chung.
Not Chung. It's Chang. Connie Chang is my wife.
What an oddest couple at Connie Povich. Chung and Maury Povich, a real journalist and a fucking Jerry Springer ripoff.
That glee quickly turns to terror.
Yeah.
Let's see the video footage.
I've already seen it.
Oh, you've seen it.
I've watched this like 50 times. I found so much amusement in it.
That sea lion snatches that girl into that water.
Bites her in the ass.
Like Seagal snatching a motherfucking birthday.
Almost did snatch that motherfucking birthday.
It happens so fast. It whiplashed the girl. You can see her head. She gets yanked in there quick. Disappears. Not even her own family. Some random Asian man.
I thought that was their family because he walked away with her.
No, I think he was a random guy. Jumped in to save her life.
I thought it was a family member because I think he caught up with the family.
It was odd. It like when they get her out, the parents like immediately whisk her away. I think they realized they had fucked up.
Yeah. You just got, well, yeah, what are they supposed to do, hang around?
No, but she's obviously going to be like deeply disturbed. She's almost murdered by a
sea lion. I thought
that
was her dad, and then he ran off with them because he went after him.
I think it was some old man. I think he wanted like reward money, maybe.
I hope he took his phone out of his pocket.
I don't think he did.
Well, that thing took her down. Also, come on. You idiots. Fucking idiots.
Bob Baziak, the general manager of the Steveston Harbor Authority, told CNN girl and a rescuer were not hurt. He said rescuer.
That's not a
random guy. And that he's trying to get more info. But
I would have jumped in if I didn't have my phone in my pocket.
Yeah, I might be like, well, yeah, I don't know.
Extend a hand. What if it bit your hand and pulled you in? Now there's two people in the water.
I just watched it again. It's crazy.
You know they have like seal herpes that they're treating her for or some shit?
Really?
Yeah, because it bit into her skin. Jeez. Bit that ass cheek and ripped her down.
This is what happens when you feed wild animals. You think they're cool and they're friends with you. They're not friends with you. You got to be wary of these fucking things. They're trying to fuck you and kill you.
This is the same like in Yellowstone when they took the baby buffalo, put it in their car because they thought it was sick. You stupid fucks, they had to kill it. Leave the fucking animals alone. Don't touch the animals. It says don't feed them. You know it's a goddamn seal. Do you know the kind of diseases that piece of shit has?
And they're wild. These are wild. This is a wild creature.
Yeah. Not to mention the diseases that the seal might get from you from eating your ass.
Baziak says they've been warning visitors not to feed the animals for years.
Yeah, of course.
He says it's not SeaWorld, not a place where you buy fish.
At SeaWorld, can you buy fish at SeaWorld and feed them?
Probably. He said if you feed the animals like this, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah.
This guy has no
sympathy. You got what you deserve.
And I appreciate this guy's take because I agree. They fed the fucking animals. This Asian man lost his sunglasses. I see him floating in the water behind him.
Yeah. They went to the bottom. I thought they sank.
Well, they're behind. He didn't get him because he was scared. He got out because he was scared. She disappeared under. This man legitimately saved her life.
Also, that water was disgusting.
Oh, it's terrible. And he had to maybe battle a sea lion to death.
I remember when I was...
This little girl better make the most of her second chance in life. She better like go on to do good things. This man ruined his phone.
And he lost his glasses.
Ruined a good pair of trousers. Wearing
nice
slacks.
He was wearing nice slacks. Black on black. Black shirt, black pants.
Who knows? Maybe he
was on a Tinder date meeting up with her.
And now he smells
now he didn't get a blowjob that he
harbor
thought
water.
He might get.
He may have had to take an Uber and sit in the car.
Now the Uber driver's car is soaking wet.
And then he had to charge him.
Yeah. This guy's life could be. You may have ruined this guy's life. This is like Saving Private Ryan. When this girl's, when she's like 80 years old, I hope you go to this guy's grave, look at your family, and go, did I live a good life?
I think what he was upset about is that he wasn't even thanked. They just took off.
I think it was affiliation.
Well, her own father.
I think it was part of the tour group.
Her own father just sat there like a pussy.
We don't know. We don't know where
allegedly.
He was.
No, he was standing there.
I don't know where he was. I don't know which guy he was.
No, they grabbed her hand, her and the mother, and they run around.
I know, but then I saw the other guy walk off too with them. Might have been been like a developmentally challenged brother dresses like he's in.
I hope you got your Instagram pics because your daughter was almost killed because of your stupid fucking antics.
Yeah,
stay
man.
Stay away from wild animals. Don't feed the beast.
Hey, stay out of San Diego, motherfuckers.
Jesus, you blew it.
Dude, I remember when I went bodyboarding and there was a seal.
We were there. I remember seeing it.
No, I went once by myself in the morning before the dentist.
Yeah.
And there was a seal
high?
Between.
A lot of dentists.
No, I was not. There was a seal between me and the beach. And I go, this fucking thing could just swim under me and just bite my nuts.
I didn't like. Remember we saw a seal once.
Oh, yeah.
And it reminded me of a dog of the sea, and it just seemed like it was a little mischievous, and like it was.
Yeah, and I threw a stick, and it went after it and brought it back.
Yeah.
And then it wanted the frisbee. It
brought me a newspaper and my slippers. Yeah.
Saw it humping a couch that was in the water.
I had to clean its shit up out of that water.
Yeah, I saw it dragging its ass on the sand.
No, I mean, it's a wild. They're big. You see them in there. It's a big creature.
Yeah, that thing was bigger than the girl. Probably weighed 150 pounds.
And big teeth.
They're fucking. I mean, they take down fish.
Dude, it took that child. She was like, wasn't like a tiny child. I mean, she wasn't huge.
What was she, 7, 8?
It took her in there quick.
Yeah, she was like 47 years old.
I thought she was four. Anyway.
Yeah, man. Just learn your lessons, folks.
Yeah.
It's
these are wild creatures.
Mother Nature.
Wild creatures. Stay the fuck away from them.
Yeah.
If you want to have a domesticated pet, go ahead. You want to fucking bring your... Don't bring your warthog into a grocery store.
But warthog, by the way, is not a domesticated... I mean,
that's true.
There's
too.
Only two animals that have been domesticated. It's the cat and the dog.
And the monkey.
And it's... Yeah, the monkey.
What
it's
about, what
for
about parrot?
Thousands of years.
Well, parrot.
Not domestic. Dude, the parrot attacked my... Many members of my family was attacked by
I heard
our
of a parrot attack last night. A man
Where?
Said he was friends with a guy in middle school with a parrot. Every time it would go in, fly on his ear and start biting his ear.
Yeah, I believe it.
Fly on his shoulder.
Bit my mom's lip in half.
She
attacked her
plastic
face.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah, I had to get it put back together. Bit the shit out of my finger. Bit my arm. Bit everyone in my family.
Didn't bite me because that would have killed it.
You because you weren't anywhere near it.
I'd run away.
You were too scared.
Barb sent me this, and it's been a while since we've had a story that's enraged you, and I think this could do
this.
This
is old Barb Wire, ready to roll.
Barb, I think that's why maybe she missed that blowjob story, because she was really perusing she was going down some other channels.
She's going down the dark web.
It's possible.
Old Barbie.
I was on Andrew DeWitt's podcast, and we started talking about the dark web, and an interesting question came up, is how do you get on the dark web?
They have routes. You can literally just go
like
to a
Contra?
Portal.
Is it like up, down, left, right? Like
no, there's like a portal
you
that
click
you can
on
go
a
on
portal
there.
You to jump
I think
through
you
it?
Need to download something.
Okay.
And then you can go
Sounds
to like...
Sounds easy to track, no?
No, because once you're in there, you can't be tracked.
Oh.
But it's not that hard. I mean, you could literally type, how do I get in the dark web? And I think you have to download this thing, and then you can enter through this place. It's not like what you think it is, though.
For the record.
It's not like a search engine.
Danish and O'Neill do not want to peruse the dark web, nor are we telling
well,
you to peruse it.
Honestly, the dark web's the last bastion of freedom that we have.
Wow, O'Neill.
It's also not...
So O'Neill...
But no, it's not as bad as they say. It's not all... Fucking child porn and people trying to assassinate people. That's like such a small... It's the same amount...
Can I buy t-shirts?
Well, they say there's more of that crap going on the regular web than there is in the dark web. A dark web t-shirt?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get a Spencer's gift.
Is there a dark web eBay on there?
I'm sure there's something.
All right.
I don't know what you do when you get in there, though. Like, I don't know what...
Maybe there's a dark web dating sites. They're way
oh,
better.
I'm sure there are. Yeah, they probably are.
Probably beautiful.
Yeah.
This is from the Muffington Post.
It's like when they named Iceland, what was the greenest place, they named it Iceland so nobody would go there. Greenland, which is the colder area, the uglier area, they called it Greenland so everyone would just go there.
You're fucking with your
so
head,
maybe
man.
Dark web is actually a beautiful place.
Maybe it's very full of light.
It is. It is the last light within the freedom circuit.
So Barb sent me this from the Muffington Post. This is... This is millennials being millennials, having a good time.
Of course, aren't they always?
This is at Colgate University, good school.
Yeah, good they make good toothpaste.
Great toothpaste. Yeah.
Really enjoy their toothbrushes and toothpaste.
This story...
Do they have any affiliation with them?
No. This story is enraging for more than one reason. We'll break it down.
Okay.
First thing that is enraging is they went on lockdown for 4 hours.
Why? Because somebody found a...
There was reports of a gunman loose on the campus.
That's understandable.
Well, it turned out that those people were fucking dead wrong, and the perceived threat was actually just a black student with a glue gun for an art project.
So they're all about anti-racism, and then they see a black guy with a glue gun?
This is not about race. This is about being fucking huge pussies. A glue gun? I'm not a gun expert. I know the difference between a glue gun
you don't think that
and
race,
a fucking gun.
These are the same people who are all about like equality and everything. You don't think race played a huge part in this? A black guy with a glue gun and everyone freaked the fuck out. Who the fuck? Don't you know what a gun looks like? Because a fucking glue gun looks way different than a regular fucking gun.
I bet. You better not bring your bedazzling gun if you're going to do your jeans.
And if, God forbid you brought a caulking gun. Yeah. They think it was a goddamn bazooka. There's a guy with a fucking, land-to-air missile launcher walking on campus.
I hope American Gladiators doesn't shoot on this campus. They think that tennis ball gun would kill
people. If they had a t-shirt launch, they probably can't even have those anymore. It's probably a trigger.
Shut down the campus for the rest of the year.
That's crazy. Fucking idiots.
So the school later issued a statement confirming it was all one big misunderstanding. But many students were left feeling outraged, saying that the police and school response were drastic overreactions to an incident they say stemmed from racial profiling.
Yeah, it probably. So I think the students are guilty of this.
In response, Jenny Lunt, with a D, L-U-N-D-T, Lunt.
Lunt.
A sophomore at the school. She expressed anger over the situation on social media, called out the school administration's actions in a Facebook post. Take it to Facebook. That's where you're going to make a difference, Lunt.
Yeah. Why do we give anyone a platform anymore?
In it, Lunt posted a picture of herself wielding a giant samurai sword, which she wrote she keeps in her room to make a point about how her white privilege...
Played
a central role in why she faced no repercussions.
Oh, shut the fuck up!
After she ran around campus holding the sword.
Get out of here.
No one did anything to Lunt.
Yeah, because they're like this fucking...
Here she is wearing her fucking duck boots with her sword.
This fucking idiot really ran around campus with samurai sword and nobody said anything?
She said in all caps, this, and the rest is lowercase, this is what white privilege looks like. This is me.
White privilege is you running around a samurai sword and everyone be like, look at this idiot. Look at this fucking idiot.
This is me only 1 year ago on this very campus running around the academic quad with a fucking sharp metal sword. People thought it was funny. People laughed. Oh, look at that harmless, silly white girl with a giant sword. Today, a black man carrying a fucking glue gun shut down my prestigious liberal arts college for 4 hours.
Prestigious. Why do you have to throw that prestigious liberal arts?
That's my privilege.
You know
what? That's hard to get rid of.
You know what? She's just a privileged asshole is what she is.
She's a real lunt.
Yeah. Real lunt.
The limited information that was released put all black men on this campus in danger and at risk.
Why? Because they all had glue guns at the time.
Hey, why?
I think that there was probably a mild amount of racism involved
by the security,
in it.
Though.
Yeah.
Just the security. That's it.
I know. Who's she complaining to?
The
I don't understand
world.
What she's complaining about.
Well, this is a long post. No.
So she's anti-white privilege.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes.
She said
the limited release put all black men on this campus in danger and at risk of being killed.
That's not true.
That is the reality of this institutionalized racism in the United States. If you think for even a second this wasn't profiling, ask yourself why this sword is still in my room and has not once made anyone uncomfortable. No one has ever called the police on me.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between a sword and a gun.
Lady,
gun you could hit somebody from a great distance. You
I'm
can't
seeing a pick of this lady.
Throw.
I would whip this lady's ass if she came at me with a sword.
Yeah.
Best you're going to get is one slice on me, and then I'm going to whip that ass. I'm going to whip you.
Also, dude.
Strip you.
People, unless you know how to use the sword, it's pointless. It's actually more harmful to you than if you didn't have anything. If you don't know how to use a samurai sword, you probably shouldn't even grab one.
For the record, I was in a mall once where I'm from as a youngster.
Yeah.
I saw some fucking weirdo who was into like, he looked like a Dungeons and Dragons style guy.
He was carrying
guy,
a sword?
Carrying a goddamn real sword. He was accosted by security. I think he may have been arrested.
That's white privilege.
He was white. And they're like, what the fuck are you doing,
white
man?
Privilege. They're white escorting privilege. Him to his... they're probably giving him a personal ride.
Sir, what kind of sword is that?
Where are you headed, sir? Let us take you there.
This is crazy. So then she said, if you think... I just read that. No one's ever called the cops. Understand that there are larger forces at play than this one night in this one instance of racism. This is ingrained in our university and our larger society. While white Colgate students, we need to do better. Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Wait, white Colgate students?
Yeah.
What? Like what? Everyone needs to walk around with a samurai sword?
She then needs to do better, man.
But what does she want them to do?
So yet while many people commended Luntz's efforts to call out the racism, others maintained it was her privilege that led to such a viral response on her post.
It's true.
And that she inserted herself into a narrative that had nothing to do with her
exactly,
at all.
Exactly. Exactly. I get it. But there's also a fuck up. I understand. I mean,
so her being...
Also, like, there is... Look, I understand. Yes, there is racism involved in a great number of things. But there's also just fucking moron people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just people are idiots.
People are bad at their jobs.
We're idiots. There's a lot of idiots. I would say the majority of the world are fucking morons. And I mean, we do a fucking podcast. The majority is horse fucking.
Yeah.
We're idiots. We're all guilty of it.
No, but, we're just reporting the news. We're
yeah,
not idiots.
But I'm just saying.
We're reporting on it.
We're all idiots. But you got to understand that, like, also in her world, her white privileged world that she came from, which is not every white person, she has been ingrained with this sense of entitlement and a sense that everybody's perfect and everybody's intelligent.
What I
don't
like is, like, work on yourself, Lunt. Don't say, maybe the other white students aren't. Privilege like you know
no,
maybe they're
not
fine.
Everybody's white privilege. I got news
maybe
for you.
Maybe they're fine. Maybe they're doing a good job and you're not. So just work on yourself.
Also, I get it. You go to your fucking there is a certain criteria that she fits to go to a prestigious college like this if she's white. Yeah, there is. I'm sure she probably had a lot of didn't have to battle a certain amount of adversity.
You know what I think?
A lot of regular people do.
You know what I think white privilege is being able to afford a fucking samurai sword while you're in college is to prove this
to prove
stupid
a fucking,
fucking
point. I would kill for a samurai sword.
Exactly.
I can't afford one.
I'm in the same boat, my friend.
I want a samurai sword.
And guess
sword.
Who's white? Both of us.
Yeah. I have nunchucks.
This chick's
Chinese stars. I don't have a goddamn samurai sword that would complete the set.
This chick's in college. She probably spent like $2,000 on this
to
fucking
make a
thing
point.
For a Steven Seagal brand, which she does have.
Samurai. She does have a Steven Seagal brand?
I don't know. I'm saying he does sell swords and knives. That's what, I mean, there are plenty of poor white students who aren't buying fucking swords to say, hey, look at this. So not everyone has that. Fuck you, lady.
And also, that is a big point about inserting yourself into this narrative that you don't really belong in.
So what's great about it is that she's so PC that she was like, oh no, I've made a mistake. So it doesn't stop there. She later added an update to acknowledge the responses and apologized.
Oh, so this lady can't even stick with it.
No.
She cannot even commit to her own goddamn opinion.
No. She said she apologized in quotes to people of color seeing this, saying, I am sorry.
People of color? Isn't that's offensive.
I am sorry that this post is taking up a lot of space. It was never my intention for it to be spread this vast. And I am sorry to those who could potentially feel silenced by the airtime this is getting. She's hurt.
Oh, what? That's a very arrogant thing.
She's
saying.
Hurt.
She's also assuming that
she's
other
hurt.
Stories are not, other people's plights are not being addressed because she's getting so much airtime.
She's hurt, man. She's
white.
Hurt.
She is white privileged.
She continued, this post is getting far more shares than I ever imagined. I just want to remind everyone.
She keeps stressing how fucking viral this has gone.
This is humble brag territory.
Dude, there's absolutely white privilege, and this lady fits the profile. Not all of us fit the profile, but this lady definitely goes into that category.
I just want to remind everyone viewing, sharing this, that this narrative is not about me
more
and my
about
feelings.
The sharing. It's more about the sharing.
It's not about me and my feelings. Oh, it's not? It's not about you
it's
and your feelings?
It's 100% about
seemed
your feelings.
It's a lot about you and your feelings, lady.
This is all about your feelings.
Yeah.
This is 100% only your personal feelings.
Have a backbone. You wanted to make a big fucking point,
just,
and you're totally going against it because some people said you're wrong, and you are wrong, but fucking if you want to make a point, you're going to put it up on there on your Facebook, fucking your pedestal, your soapbox. How about you hold that samurai sword with some balls and you stick with it?
And you want to know the number one way to stop backlash is just to double down on what you said and then everyone will finally leave you alone because they're not going to change your fucking mind.
This story and the event that happened last week is about our people of color that are oppressed each and every day.
The way she says it is very offensive every time. I know this is your interpretation of it, but like... It's almost like she's like, words. Since I'm above you, I'm going to give you a helping hand. Is the sense that I get from
what
this.
She's trying.
This is my interpretation of it.
They're oppressed each and every day by this institution in this country at large.
Wait, what institution? Colgate. Yeah. Prestigious university that's going to give everyone.
They're being held down.
I got news for you. You're all getting butt fucked by Colgate University because none of you are going to have jobs when you get out and you're going to have a shitload of student debt. Well, unless your parents are paying for it.
According to her, which I believe Colgate's a super liberal place, she's saying that these people are being oppressed on a daily basis.
What? Is it like a plantation over there?
She's saying.
Come on.
She said, in this country at large, and I in no way meant to take the conversation away from them and their stories. You kind of did, let's be honest. My privilege allowed me to share my story.
Her privilege. Hey, if you hate your privilege so much, then fucking drop out, go to some shithole community college in a fucking area of Detroit that's a huge dump.
Don't take
and
money
fucking
from
live
your-
in a goddamn cadet. I don't know, go live in a housing project. I don't know why you fucking, if you're so anti-privileged, then be done with it.
Don't take money from your parents.
Yeah.
And go work.
Go sell your samurai sword and go fucking prostitute yourself on the street. I don't know. Fucking go do something else then.
Maybe burn your skin off because the white color of your skin is so bothersome to you. I mean, burn your fuck. Go jump in a vat of oil, hot oil, and you'll be fucking red for the rest of your life.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Maybe you need to get some trials and tribulations in your life to get. If you're so fucking anti-privileged, then be done with it.
Yeah.
Renounce your privilege.
Take it away. I'm not making you keep it. Give me the money.
Yeah.
I'll take it. She said, my privilege allowed me, my privilege and my influential friends. And
thus, she's influential friends?
Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out
and
of here.
And thus, their influential friends made this post go, in quotes, viral. All of that is privilege at work.
What a fucking asshole.
Shut the fuck
I was going to drop
up.
A C-bomb, but I'm trying to stop.
Drop an
L-bomb.
Lunt.
And I'm trying to stop C-bombs in 2017.
I think you should start.
Dude, what a... Oh, her influential friends?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. What a fucking... What an arrogance.
This is all about her.
What an arrogance on this fucking chick.
Dude, this is 100... This is 1,000,000% about this stupid girl. There's nothing to do with this guy with the blue gun.
But then she made it more about herself. Oh. Talking about how fucking important her post was because so many people viewed it and how influential she is. I've never seen somebody drop so much bullshit.
And now she goes to a prestigious
post.
University. This lady's the fucking... Pits.
Yeah, this
you're
is
the pits, you know, lady.
I'll tell you what, this lady's giving white privilege a bad name.
We need to take white privilege back.
Yeah, I'm taking white privilege back from you, bitch.
We're bringing white privilege back. Ha! Timberlake.
What an asshole.
What a fucking.
Yeah, you know why white privilege exists? Because of assholes that are this fucking privileged.
You imagine dating this girl? What a fucking headache that would be.
Dude,
every day, the shit she sees.
Is she straight edge?
Not to mention. What are the other things that she tried on campus? Did she try like fucking a dildo? Were there other things that she was doing to try to prove social points?
I can't believe that she... I mean, you have to have a lot of spare time on your hands in order to take under... or to go out and buy a samurai sword strictly to carry it around. I guarantee you, you swing it at one person and you're going to fucking get shot.
She was just carrying it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That could have been a prop for a theater. It could have been a fucking...
But she's like, the glue gun was a used for his art class.
Look, I understand. Yes, I think...
That could just be shitty security guards.
Yes.
And a couple of pussy students who at Penn State called the cops because they saw a guy walking around with rosary beads. They thought it was a whip.
Yeah,
It's an indicator. Remember we did that on this way in the past. It's an indication of your generation being giant fucking pussies.
She's making it... She needs to boil this down to where the problem actually happened. The problem is that, especially with people like her, they just give this broad umbrella statement of like, the world has done this. When it was probably just either, who knows, one of the security guys could have been fucking black and just been an idiot.
Terrible or paranoid.
Maybe they were racist. Maybe they were morons. Why don't we find out what the real situation was?
Or a couple of students
who
were fucking on shrooms and like, holy shit, that guy has a gun.
Maybe the guy with the glue gun fucked some guy's girlfriend.
Who knows?
Called to report it. There's You got to go to the root of why it happened. You can't just go out. She's not. The problem is that she is accurate on a lot of the issues that are happening. But the problem
her
is.
Her presentation sucks my dick.
Her presentation is self-serving and very cunty.
She's
a fanatic.
The best
she's
ending.
She's a fucking
this,
fanatic.
The only, in my opinion, good ending of the story is she gets expelled after the fact for admitting that she has a sword in her room and that she brought it on campus.
Oh, that'd be great. It's just a fucking, a deadly weapon.
And then
she'd be
like, finally, someone checked my privilege.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Now I'm in jail. White privilege now.
Hashtag orange is the new black. Love it. Congratulations. And I would love if she got suspended. She won't. But I wish she would.
Yeah, I don't.
Or somebody chops. Well, I don't want her to die. But maybe chops her hair off with the samurai sword, or like, or maybe hits her laptop.
Why doesn't she auction off the samurai sword and then give it to
the glue gun foundation,
poor people, or the ACLU or some?
By the
shit.
Way, did you see her attire? It looked like she dresses fairly nice. I'm gonna say that,
She's going in this. I'm gonna say the majority of the people that go to this fucking college are pretty well off.
Why didn't she go fucking join the Peace Corps?
Because that would require her to actually, like,
I'm just saying,
face
there are other
real people's problems
there's
would become her own.
There's other opportunities out there.
Yeah,
not just her Facebook fucking sermons.
I mean, I got an idea. How about you just here's the you know what the weirdest problem is that we are like very middle of the road people. That's even as crazy as the reactions are to a lot of things. We're actually fairly.
We're not fanatic really on either side.
No. And we're kind of, we're very middle of the road.
And which doesn't exist a lot in this country anymore.
That's why we sound crazy, but the truth is people on both sides are fucking insane.
Dude, I mean, just hearing that for me is just so annoying.
Well, I got news for you. It's only getting worse.
No, I know. That's the bad thing.
I mean, this kid's in college. What about the kid that's born today? What is their attitude going to be?
Is this?
Dude, people don't want to drive. People don't want to do anything. It's sad.
They want to buy samurai
people
swords.
People are all depressed.
To make stupid point. I mean, that made no point whatsoever.
No, you buy a gun and then walk around campus
and
with it.
And you'll get shot.
That's apples to apples.
And you'll get
shot. You're going oranges to samurai swords.
She'll get shot.
Yeah, you'll get shot.
Yeah.
And wave it around.
Yeah, wave it. Shoot in the air. Have a good time.
Don't compare a fucking samurai sword.
No one has done any damage on a college campus, to my knowledge, with a samurai sword ever.
ISIS isn't using samurai swords.
No, and there's a reason.
To fucking mow down villages.
You want, bring a machete. You want to fucking look more imposing? Samurai sword's a little thin, dinky sword. Bring a fucking big ass machete.
Dude, if I saw her carrying machete, I would punch her in the face.
Yeah, and she would deserve it.
And I'd be justified in
you
that.
You would be justified.
I'd probably cut her hand off.
So
with
she
the
was
machete.
A threat. Yeah. She was a threat to
That's
me.
That's a threat.
That's a threat.
Was she waving the sword around?
I don't know.
If she was waving the sword around, I would pick up a rock and I would throw it at her head.
And you would be in
and
the
I
right.
would be justified.
And you would say, hey, I'm not a racist. I saw a white woman. She
I would
dangerous,
say, that's for white privilege.
I put her in the dirt.
No, I would whisper in her ear, that's white privilege, bitch.
What, to throw a rock at her and kill her?
I'm anti-white privilege is what I would say.
I would say what the Eddie Griffin once told the crowd member of the comedy, so I'm going to put your titties in the dirt. If I see on the campus. With a goddamn sword, and you're trying to make some stupid point. She's probably trying to like...
Dude, you could walk around, you're right here, right now, with a samurai sword, and no one would bother you. But if you went out there with a handgun...
A lot of people would bother.
Yeah, you'd be fucked.
Yeah.
So don't go around saying you're making some grand statement with a samurai sword. There's productions and plays. I've seen... There's sword fights on... College theatrical productions.
I'd be curious. I saw Teen Wolf. There was a sword on his belt when he was in that play.
He played the.
I'd be curious to see. I would say, sadly, most of her fellow students support her. But I bet there's like a few.
No, I do agree though that there's a certain amount of bullshit going on around there.
Yeah,
but
probably.
Also.
But it's also a university that lets in, I'm sure, a good amount of black students.
The problem
students,
is she doesn't know where to target her anger. She's just going against everybody. This is the problem with
going
a
so
lot of millennials.
But in going so extreme,
yes.
It's not even rational.
That's why she is such an extremist. And the problem is a lot of people nowadays.
It's insane.
A lot of young people are such extremists and they don't know where to vent their anger. What you need to do is localize it and find out what happened. Get to the root of the problem. Find out what happened. Maybe a guy fucking didn't have his glasses that day. Maybe one of his contacts fell out and the guy was holding something that looked like a pistol. We don't know what the scenario was.
Maybe there's before a new you fucking go maybe crazy. There's a new glue gun that like deeply resembles a handgun.
Look, when we went about, when we looked at the guy who supposedly killed the lady with his huge cock, we asked questions. We tried to get to the root of the problem.
We did.
And we took a systematic dissection of the incident.
Which everyone should on a story that's as great as a man.
But this lady's going crazy for no reason. She doesn't know what the fucking happened.
She'd be, I mean, the problem too with her and people like her is she's just going to spend her whole life being outraged. She's never going to achieve anything. She's just, everything's going to outrage her on a daily basis.
Yeah, you got to fucking...
You got to live your own life. This doesn't affect her at all.
But you also have to have just a regular brain function.
And common sense.
Which is don't get outraged by everything.
Yeah.
Find out. Because if that's the case, the whole world is going to outrage the shit out of you.
When you're
going to
have...
Travel around,
she's
going
to have a heart attack and ulcers.
But travel around.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to a foreign country. You go to this fucking country.
There's sex slavery.
Yeah.
There's homeless men in tents lighting fires on the streets, lady.
Yeah. Go to anywhere. You go outside and go to a small town in the Midwest or the South or something. You're going to see that the fucking plight of the people of your own country.
There's plenty of poor white people.
There's plenty of poor everybody.
But there's a lot of it's economic.
Yeah, there's also stupidity involved
in
all of
like,
it.
But it's like poor white people don't have the best, you know, poor anyone doesn't have a good life. You're broke.
Yeah. And I do agree. I agree there is
a certain amount of institutionalized racism. I'm not taking that away. But I also don't think it's not as, no pun intended, black and white as some people
say. It's gray. And also what you have to keep in mind is a lot of people's situations come down to intelligence levels. Some people are just fucking stupid and have fucking 50 fucking kids.
Yeah.
I'm talking white, black, Mexican, Asian. There's fucking stupid people everywhere.
Some people feed
the
sea lions.
That's the biggest problem.
Some people feed the sea lions and some people don't.
Yeah. You need to get away from this and you need to focus on intelligence levels.
I mean, she's at a good school, so she's probably smart, but she just sounds like...
Well, then she should counter... You know what she should say? Then she's got intelligence privilege.
She just seems though like she's taking a bad route.
You hate yourself.
Yeah, sorry.
Don't tell me about it. I don't give a fuck.
You have white guilt. Guess who doesn't? Me. Yeah,
I don't.
I'm white. I was born this way. I'm not apologizing. It happened.
I've had my own struggles in life.
I'm not doing fucking great.
I don't know.
I'm not buying swords.
I get it, man.
I'm not a Colgate.
I would like to end all of that stuff, but more of it comes down to fucking stupid people.
Do you think this girl, like, intentionally...
This lady just doesn't.
...think she has sex with as many different kind of minorities as she can?
I guarantee you that
just to, like,
people like
just
this
to say
are usually more racist because they're so cognitive of their... Of fucking, like, doing anything with people. Like, I guarantee she has friends that she wouldn't be friends with if they were white people. I guarantee you that. She's like,
we know she has influential friends.
Well, you could tell that she talks down to people. She has an arrogance to her.
Can you
already
imagine how she berates, like, somebody who she feels has wronged her? Whether it be, like, a waitress or anyone she feels below. Like, excuse me, I got the filet mignon. What is this?
But this, she definitely participates in a different form of racism, which is like being especially nice to people of different ethnicities. I guarantee
she seems like an elitist.
Because of her white privilege.
Seems like an elitist to me.
Yeah, very much so.
So Colgate, they've had that going on, which is nice.
Good for them. They're doing well.
They have swords.
Things sound good.
Swords and glue guns. This lady and her fucking sword. Dorm room. What are you? Are there cops entering your dorm room all the time? Who they don't? There's people with fucking drugs and all sorts of crazy shit in dorm rooms.
Yeah.
What do you want? You want them? Do you want the administration constantly searching your room? Is that what you're asking for?
Dude. By the way, I brought Chinese stars to the airport once.
For what were you trying to?
I was trying to travel with them. I was a kid.
Would you have a mission?
Yeah. You never know when you're gonna be called into ninja mode. They were confiscated at the fucking gate.
That TSA agent's like, it's my lucky day.
I know. I was pissed. Those are some good ones, too.
Where'd you get them?
Fetla's Trading Post.
You've mentioned Fetla's in the past.
Fetla's a great place.
It's always big for people who grew up in the Midwest. Really always celebrate your mentions of Fetla's.
Fetla's, dude. It's known wide and far. Well, by wide and far. Within like a three city.
We need a region. Sponsorship from Fetlas.
They closed a few years back.
You need to throw a Chinese star at that fucking mountain lion.
Yeah, I don't know if they're... You know what? I've come to the conclusion that they're not that effective.
Yeah, I would say most people have come to that conclusion.
I used to try to throw them at stuff. They wouldn't even stick. So I'm going to say
that
they're...
the weapon of all time.
They're going to be an annoyance
more
than anything.
If they have great aim... You have a good arm.
Well, you got to hit him in the eye. That's what the ninjas do.
Or the head, but it's not
going to... Oh, the head's the worst. It'll bounce off the skull.
And it's not going to kill anyone regardless where
it
hits.
No, it's going to piss him off.
Just an annoyance.
It's like somebody poked you. It makes you angrier.
Yeah, I don't approve of the Chinese star as a weapon.
No. And it has nothing to do with the Chinese people, by the way. You're great people.
Yeah. Don't make this story about you.
Yeah. Hey, Chinese people, don't
attack
us.
I love that she had to apologize for her statement because people were calling her out, like, but then it doubled down on her white privilege fucking thing. It's so stupid.
She
made this impassioned
thing. But there's plenty of white.
Oh my God, it went viral, which is so cool, but I feel so bad.
But if you hate it, you're also using it to succeed. So stop doing that then.
Yeah, fail.
Get
pregnant.
Either embrace it and say, I'm using this, and this has brought me all these opportunities. Or say, then I don't want to have it anymore, and then be a failure.
Give
like
it
us.
Up. Yeah, give it up. Get into stand-up comedy, where there's no one really cares about your race. To be honest, you're funny or you're not.
Yeah, the great equalizer.
Sometimes TV, like nowadays, will care about your race and stuff. That's on them. It's not our choosing. And that's not playing into white people's hands, to be honest.
No.
As Ari Shaffir said, it's hard to get on. This is not happening if you're white.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people were saying that you broke the mold, dude, by getting on the show.
It's my white privilege that got me in there.
It is your white privilege. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Are you feeling ready?
Yeah, I feel
Mary
ready.
Mary got her tickets.
Oh, she did.
Jose got his tickets.
Oh, wow.
I believe he said his fiance, like, he's unwillingly bringing her. Hey, Jose.
Anyone's arm here.
Or you bring someone who wants
to see
this show.
Me. Jesus. That makes me feel good. Now the whole time I'd be thinking, where's Jose's fiance? Because she hates being here.
Yeah. Maybe you should wear the Falcon fuck hat and let one fly in for a little demo.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, well, here's the story. This Falcon fucked my face. Here's my... I want to give you a display.
Falcon fucked my head and I liked it. You ever heard that song?
We should get t-shirts that just say the Falcon fuckers.
I think the Danish
Double F.
Danish and O'Neill School of Falconry.
Yeah, and it's just falcons fucking people's faces.
Maybe.
I don't know what to make of this episode.
You're not feeling good about it.
I'm just not feeling good in general.
You're
sick.
You're under the weather.
Yeah.
You're high. You're also high.
Still
right
high.
Now.
I don't know.
okay.
All right, you want to wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up. Subscribe to the show, everybody.
And
we need your subscription.
Tell a friend.
Please tell a friend.
People have been coming over. For some reason, I don't know if there was a rebirth of the Birdcast, our episode, but people have really been... There was a flock of people that just came over from the Birdcast.
We just had, I'll tell you a guy's name right now, came over today, or he announced today that he came over from the Birdcast.
Oh, he made the announcement.
Yeah, formal. Came out of the closet.
He came out to
listener.
His family that he
as
finally...
As a Danish and O'Neill listener. His name...
go ahead, and then we have to talk about something.
You know that Sherry, by the way, got a spinoff, 60 Days In, has her own show right now?
I saw that. I don't understand why.
This man's name, it's a weird name. He goes by Hieronymus Lush on Twitter.
Hieronymus Lush.
I don't know what that means. But welcome aboard, Hieronymus Lush. Said he found us on the Birdcast, listened as much as possible to catch up by episode 100. Good luck to you. And then he's going on to Boner City when he catches up.
All right. I mean, you can jump on Boner City now if you want to.
It sounds like he's got a lot of Danish and O'Neill on
his hands. I like what he does because he picks, he finishes his project and he moves on to the next.
Yeah, or gets caught up and he's like, I got some extra time now.
And Alicia said she sent us something.
Alicia.
And we also have to decide whether we want to do this thing that she wants us to do to her boss. I don't know.
Oh, taunt him? I remember this.
I don't know if that's the way to do it or not. We'll have to see. We'll talk about it. But so... we were signed up for Filipino Brides.
I saw that by Matt Lynch, and, great artist.
Yeah, and so...
Fathead Archives, if you haven't seen his work on Twitter, I always retweet
every
him.
Day I get about 40 of these Filipino Cupids that come in.
Yeah, you used your O'Neill the Ass Kicker Yahoo email, because I saw you said you got 300 emails. By the way, the pictures he uses are drawn. They're animated.
Oh, they're animated.
Yeah, he drew pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's not real pictures.
No.
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, I saw it.
No, but I'm saying, like, it's not a...
Yeah, people are responding to a cartoon.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
not
I know,
a photo.
That's the funny part.
Yeah, it's not a photo. That's what
I'm
saying.
No, no, I know.
I'm
explaining it's to fucking the people ridiculous. Out there. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm saying it's crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I think I know the mastermind behind it all because, according to this person, he says he has a guilty conscience that he sent me the password to the Filipinas...
He doesn't want it to be overrun.
He goes, I had a guilty conscience about the possibility of all the spam you might get for these actions, and I would hate for you to kill this email address and cut off all the only lifelines. So he gave me it.
But it did.
I thought somebody... So before I saw that somebody had made a fake account, I was fucking pissed. So
Matt Lynch drew it, and then someone else...
Well, I think Matt... Lynch might be this other guy, or they're in cahoots. I don't know. Or either that, or he cracked the password.
I think
he just cracked the password because I mean, it's probably not that difficult to crack
anonymous.
The password. So I won't rat him out.
Is there any marriage material in there for me? Who's getting more? Are we getting equal?
I don't know, dude. I don't click on it. Dude, so one day.
I might head over to the Filipinas. We're popular there. If they're going crazy over our animated, imagine what they would think about us in real life. Their pussies would cause a tsunami, how wet they are.
I only look at that email every few days. So one day I click on it, and then next thing I know, I scroll through 200 Filipinas brides.
This is the KB Matambo. If you hear I'm in the Filipinas, do not send money.
It was crazy. And I go, and then I got so pissed. And then when I saw, though, there was animated, then I laughed.
Did you see the pages?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Mine says drinking status only at births.
There was funny. It was very funny. And it definitely has a good knowledge of the show. Good knowledge of the show.
I think we should do a tour of the Philippines. We're obviously wildly popular there.
Yeah. We may just be bringing... I may get married to 50 different women.
I don't know if that's legal there, but
a lot of these women have regular women names, though. So I don't know if there's regular women on there or if there's not. Here, let me read you some of the names that are on here.
By the way, quick side note: did you see Alexander Gustafsson beat Glover Teixeira?
Yeah,
fifth round. Then he proposed to his lady in the octagon.
Oh, he did.
Congratulations!
Yeah, oh wow,
double victory.
He had a couple rounds. They were calling 10-8s.
He knocked him out fifth round. Then he proposed.
Women like Jane.
Hello, Jane.
Crystal.
Ooh, Crystal.
Milagros.
Ooh, I want Milagros.
Jenny. Some of these are not Filipinas names.
Here he is, dude. Here he's proposing.
Marivic.
She Frenches him. They're very Nordic looking couple.
Oh, she's fucking tall as hell. Dude, he's 6'5". She's probably 6'2", 6'3".
She's
on heels, but yeah. She's either that. She's 6'1", at least. Oh, man.
I was meaning to ask you, did you ask your lady's father for permission to marry her?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, of
Phone
course.
Phone call?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It went well.
Have you ever talked to him on the phone before?
No.
Was it weird?
No. Nah. Like, why? You thinking about...
No, I'm just curious.
He's thinking about the
marriage. No, I'm just curious. Like, how long did it take for you to get into...
Well,
like,
I called, and then it was mom and dad both on the phone.
And did they know? Probably, because that's why you were calling?
No. They like thought something was wrong. Nobody suspected this from me.
So you're like, hey guys, how you doing? They're like, yeah, everything's cool.
And then I just got into it
right away.
Yeah.
And they're like, what'd they say? Of course.
Yeah, Bushman was there. And he goes, they're so, let me speak for them.
Oh, Aaron. They're like, who's Aaron? Well, I told this man, he's African, that my name's Aaron Brockovich. And he believes it to
this day. Bushman was carrying a glue gun down the street, he would have been shot. Even if he wasn't carrying a glue gun, he'd be shot.
Did you see another listener was playing Oregon Trail?
Oh, yeah. I saw it. DeWitt's dead.
It was me, you, DeWitt.
And Bilak.
And Bilak and Earl Skakel.
Yeah.
DeWitt is deceased.
And you know why? Because
And Bushman. And Bushman, I believe, it said on there had 47 pairs of clothing, which is accurate. If he were to travel the Oregon Trail, he would have a lot.
DeWitt's dead probably because I ate him.
Another listener asked, did he die of eating unsanitary ass? It's a good question.
Ooh, yeah. You've been on that Oregon Trail. You don't have time to wash that ass.
No. And he would eat it and probably get dysentery.
Yeah, that's a damn dirty ass. It's probably the dirtiest ass of any time period. What is the dirtiest ass of any time period?
I'd say cavemen. I mean, they didn't even have fire. They weren't washing very regularly at all.
Yeah, but I feel like...
even biblical times,
but I feel
too.
Like... I mean, I guess... I don't know. I feel like... let's go with the most evolved... Like, modern
most
human.
Most evolved, worst to have.
Modern homo sapien. Like, I'm talking like... Let's go back to the beginning of A.D.
A.D., my father?
Yeah.
Aldanus?
Yeah. You can go B.C. if you want.
Boston College? Yeah. I would say... probably a European or like a fairly uncivilized country.
Yeah, but they had bathhouse. Like they maybe a they third, loved to bathe.
What about like third world countries? Like obviously have bad, pretty bad rectums.
Damn near killed them.
I mean, I think it comes down to hygiene. You know, how often people are showering.
Yeah, but what about, I guess anybody that's going to conquer someplace doesn't have time to really.
Some reason, I don't know if this is true or not, but I associate the French as having. Some right BO. I don't know if what that's based in. I don't know if that's true.
A lot of Europeans have right BO.
So I think.
Sorry for any of those Europeans.
So I think. That
I think that's changed though. I think
that ass may not be great if the armpits aren't that great,
dude. If you go, on,
I think the British though are their own. They're fairly American. I think their pits are pretty clean.
Yeah, but their teeth get all fucked up.
Well, it's not their fault.
If you go to any European country and you go to like some sort of monument that you have to walk up a lot of stairs and it's summer and there's no air conditioning,
yeah,
and you pass people in tight quarters, you're going to get the greatest plethora of different BOs.
It's a real
who's who of BO.
Real smorgasbord?
Yeah. It's a buffet of BO.
Sometimes you need it.
Yeah.
Just inhale it.
I would say though, I don't know. I guess anyone coming over on the...
I heard Napoleon had a real ripe asshole.
A real dirty ass?
Abraham Lincoln, they said, a real smelly asshole. You could smell it in meetings with him.
Yeah, George Washington couldn't lie about his dirty ass when people would ask to eat it.
What did they, was it always toilet, like paper? Like, what did they use back then?
No, I think they used to, I'm sure at some point they used nothing. Then I'm sure they used their fingers. Then I'm sure they would use leaves. And then at some point, I think bark.
I heard they used
bark to like scrape
it. I heard they used the underside of the powdered wig and then put it right back on the head.
Yeah, it's the adhesive that sticks it on. I think they just powdered it. I think it's just powdered duty. Jeez. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of garments, though, a lot of these people. Those women, if they had... I mean, you got to take a dump well in advance on some of those big hoop dresses. You know, those giant...
Well, and their toilets were good. I mean, they were using fucking outhouses.
I mean, yeah, if you're lucky, you had an outhouse.
They were shitting in the street. Back in, like, the Industrial Revolution, the streets were so full of, like, animal and people shit.
Well, they would...
like, flooding the streets.
Yeah, what they would do is shit in a bucket and throw it out the window.
Yeah, just duty.
You know how many people got hit in the face with duty?
No one mentions that. That
white privilege. Talk about white privilege. Get shit in your face.
Traveling, like, time traveling, you'd be overwhelmed by the fucking smell.
You would die because you're not used to the amount of disease.
When you would get
that is roaming around the
everyone
streets.
Handling food as fecal matter all over the
yeah
hands.
It's like India
times a million.
Yeah, but all but in America and Europe.
Oh my god, look at this white privilege. This is gross.
You would die.
This is gross. By the way, you want to go to Jamaica with me? We'll fucking stay in a resort.
Yeah, and have these people be our slaves.
Taunt the locals. Fucking lady.
That's my biggest problem with like going to those sort of countries is like they desperately, I mean,
they need the tourist
economy.
It's a catch 22, but it's also.
You feel bad because you're.
When you're like caged in this one area, because a lot of those areas aren't safe. There are areas of Jamaica that are fucking dangerous.
Oh, I'm sure.
Real dangerous.
I've seen Belly, dude.
Never seen it.
Belly? It's on Netflix.
Always been told to see it.
Dude, I love
hip-hop.
Late 90s.
A lot of great hip-hop artists in the movie. Nas, yeah. Method Man.
DMX.
DMX worked with the great Steven Seagal.
What's her name?
As
from
the Ja Rule.
From Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Left Eye?
It? No, one of the other ones.
Chili?
Nah,
T-Boz?
I think T-Boz.
How about me
it?
Just throwing out every member of TLC off the top of my head?
Oh, well, let's give you a fucking pin.
Let's give you
they were only the biggest band of that time period.
How dare you?
It's on Netflix. I recommend you watch it because it was one of my favorite movies to watch. A lot of people had their Scarface. I had Belly.
I'm now a fan of horror films, so I'm going through some of the old classics.
Are you really?
Some.
Jeez, look at you.
Until I get scared.
What are you watching?
I've already watched The Strangers, which wasn't that scary.
Yeah, you got to get into the hardcore.
Which
horror.
Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, you didn't see it.
I think I'm going in easy at first. This is my first exposure.
Yeah, you need to kick it up a notch.
What's like a scary movie? Insidious?
Insidious is good. I really like the Insidious franchise.
Is it scary?
I mean, you say you're not afraid of ghosts, so you're afraid of monsters. Monsters don't scare me. It's scary. I thought it was scary.
Sixth Sense, that's scary.
No, that's like a fucking kid's movie.
The Lion King?
That's scary.
Okay. It has to do with death. Murder.
I'll have to make you a list of the best horror
Texas
movies.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre from the 70s?
Try that. See if you can stomach that.
But it's just like gore, isn't
it? It's not gore, though. It's very, very little. You think it's a lot of gore,
but
it's
really
not.
What scares me is people jumping out. That's what scares me.
Okay, well, then watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Or like, and I hate when...
I love, by the way, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, one of my top 10 favorite movies.
I hate when you know someone's hiding and the camera goes to a POV shot. It scares, because I'm like, fuck. Or like, and you see someone waiting there.
Yeah.
It scares the fuck out of me. I hate that.
I mean, the movies you're watching now are, I mean, they're in the horror genre, but they're not top like 20.
Yeah, I'm just warming up though. Yeah. I mean, I can't go.
Once you start
getting
into
100 miles per hour.
When you start going to the foreign stuff, you know, the original Ringu. Very.
Ringo? About Ringo Starr?
Ringu.
Is it about Italian songs?
Very terrifying. Some of the Japanese shit's very fucked up.
I can imagine. A lot of their stuff is pretty bizarre.
I mean, if you want to be like scared and nauseated, watch Audition.
It's a creeper. Scared, nauseated sounds like a bad combo.
I can make you a list once you work your way through. Right now, you're watching the Disney stuff.
It's fine with me.
We got it. No. If you want to delve in, we got to get you to delve in.
I'm going
to
watch.
You might not be affected by it.
I might watch Chucky.
Paranormal Activity scared me. Watch the remake of Ringu. Watch The Ring. If that doesn't scare you, then you're fine. You might be impervious to this.
Who knows? All these years.
Yeah.
We'll
you were
see.
Scared of nothing. Because next thing you know, you're going to have six birds living in here and a dog.
Maybe I love birds.
Yeah,
down.
I know. You just never gave them a shot.
I hate birds. Fuck birds.
You might have a fucking dog pound in here.
I won't even go to the bar birds on Franklin Avenue.
All right. Well,
that's post-show horror movie talk, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great week. We're almost approaching episode 100 here. I don't know if we're going to do a retrospective.
I think we should get drunk and high and maybe have DeWitt on.
And the Bushman.
Now, if they touch each other, it could explode.
True.
I could see them not getting along.
They probably wouldn't like each other. I wouldn't be shocked. Eating the ass? That is, man.
Oh,
that is
disgusting.
That is terrible. Of course you don't eat the ass.
And I think Dwayne would be like, what is this guy talking about? You just start dying laughing. That would be a two different world. We don't have enough mics, but...
they'd have to share one.
We'd have to
make
get
it
a
even
splitter.
More interesting. All right, let's get out of here. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to us. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your animals. Shame people who have support animals who don't deserve them. And let's get out of here. Yeah, white privilege. Ooh.